Imagination is a very powerful thing. And sometimes our imagination can allow the light to come in. Sources of radiating light. And there's a time when light radiated off the heart. Very rarely the mind can create an image that brings the power of light, but it will open the door to the experience. To think of images of light in other cultures can be very helpful. For many people it is already known that there is a Buddha of the golden light. Or Tara in her many manifestations, having seven eyes in various parts of her body. Each one filled with light. To truly understand the chakras, and visualization has to be guarded very carefully so we don't have any weeds keeping the light out. The expectation that one someday will experience a body being a mass of light should always be kept in mind, sort in the back of the head, and seeing the physical body rather as an imagination. There may be some small experiences that one is somewhat more in a cloud or in a fog, and yet that being very luminous, helping to experience one's body filled with light. Sometimes if we are prepared to give, of ourselves in a light invocation and do so truly from the light of the heart, we are yielding a power that is almost beyond our ordinary imagination. To become aware of the light in oneself, it is absolutely necessary to maintain inner calm. Lack of understanding of how the light works is due to partly to a superficial application, hastiness, but also wrong motivation and the just mental concept that does not recognize the importance and influence of the power of the power place of one's own mind. One of the almost impenetrable screens as intellectual arrogance. While the holding of the muscles in the proper coordination and in the breaths help the concentration, an increased effectiveness is achieved when attention can be extended to the prana, which is symbolized in the subtlety of the breath. Like all mantras, the mantra of the light becomes also a self-generating power. And then many things begin to happen and change in one's life. It may sometimes look just the other way around. We think our physical body is real, and the body of light, the illusory, or the body of light would be an illusory body. But it is just the other way around. Even before the whole process is completed, there is a great change in dreams that can be noticed. They're coming from a different intuitive perception that cannot be called psychological stuff. From here on, the contact with the divine light, divine essence, is considerably increased. And one own words of wisdom are becoming rays of light, and there are undiscovered places of light from which that wisdom radiates, one becomes attracted. And of course it is well known that also from the human body can emanate some light, particularly from the palms of the hands. Gurus and other images both can be put into the light, and their appearance will fade out and into the light as a sign that the aspirant has gone beyond the need of images. But on a cloudy day, it is always possible to recapture either image. The holding of the light and the exclusive focus on the light is necessary for any kind of experience in regard to the light. Struggle with intense desires, difficulties of accepting people, some people, all this can be made to fade into the light. The more difficult part comes when the text refers to holding the light during sleep. that demands a very vigorous practice on a daily level, almost all the time. And one important thing is necessary, not to relax the practice because of the innate human tendencies to give up too soon. It's like a good friend phones you and you really want to talk to this friend, but you don't answer the phone. When you finally decided, the caller on the other end has hung up, given up. Your heart, with whatever small light there is in it, has to be guarded very carefully, very vigorously. In fact, the ultimate accomplishment is not easily achieved, and one can never be too careful or too attentive.